October 2, be God's minute man. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remake you so that your whole attitude of mind is changed. Romans 12:2, Phillips. We must free ourselves from the customs and bondage of society, that when the principles of our faith are at stake, we shall not hesitate to show our colors, even if we are called singular for so doing. Keep the conscience tender, that you may hear the faintest whisper of the voice that spake as never man spake. Let all who would wear the yoke of Christ show an inflexible purpose to do right because it is right. Keep the eye fixed on Jesus, inquiring at every step, is this the way of the Lord? The Lord will not leave anyone who does this to become the sport of Satan's temptation. When perplexities arise, as they are sure to do, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And then when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard for you. Decide that there is a great work to be done, and that no man's influence or opposition shall divert you from the plain path of duty. Then you can say with Nehemiah, the hand of my God is good upon me. See Nehemiah 2:18. When men connected with the work of God allow themselves to be bought and sold, when they violate truth to gain the favor and approval of men, God records them in his book as betrayers of sacred trust. Let every man stand in moral independence, resolved that his mind shall be molded by the Holy Spirit. God calls for minute men who are not ready to voice the words of men, who, if converted, could exert a good influence, but unconverted are not to be depended on. In an emergency, they are sure to lead into false paths. The Lord would not have us imitate any man, but follow on step by step to know him. We are not to fashion ourselves by the world's criterion or after the world's type. God's people will hear conversations regarding the carrying out of wrong methods and plans. Words of irreverence will be spoken. Religion will be jested about. Hear not. Those who are controlled by the Spirit of God need to keep their perceptive faculties awake. Have courage to do the right. The Lord's promise is more valuable than gold and silver to all who are doers of his word. Let all regard it as a great honor to be acknowledged by God as his children. Manuscript 121, October 2, 1898, an example of faithfulness.